ESPN Rochester.
All right, before we head out here, we are live, Dorsal Nissan, 3817 West Henrietta Road. This is where the Heisman Trophy will be tomorrow morning. I will be here live tomorrow morning, or tomorrow afternoon, rather, from 2 until 4, giving away all kinds of prizes. And here with the Heisman Trophy, you can win a trip for two to New York City to see Syracuse Notre Dame at Yankee Stadium. Just like the Dorsal Nissan Facebook page, share that selfie of you with the Heisman Trophy, and you'll be entered for that drawing again. That's tomorrow afternoon right here at Dorsal Nissan as we continue live in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia.
Big hockey weekend here downtown as the Amherst home tonight against Utica. Laval coming in tomorrow night, and we're joined by the voice of the Rochester Americans, Don Stevens. Don, appreciate your time this evening. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to talk to you guys.
Don, we're out here. You just heard us talking about the Heisman Award coming out. And, you know, of course, what would be the Rochester equivalent
what
of an award?
What hockey league is that for? What hockey league is that for?
Yeah, well, I was getting to that. The Calder Cup would be the one thing that Rochester hockey fans know. I never got to hang out with the Calder Cup. I mean, how does that work? You know, in the NHL, we hear stories about how the winning team gets a day with the Stanley Cup. Did you get a day with the Calder Cup the last time the Amherst won in 96?
No, they didn't used to do that. They do that now in the American League, though. I was watching the Toronto Marlies all summer long. They had the cup all over the place.
Would they give that to you, Don? Would they let you have a day with the cup?
Well, I don't know. I know that Todd Crocker of the Marlies, he got a day with it. So
okay.
If it happens in the future, I'll have to press the issue, I guess.
All right, I want you to start thinking about what you would do with your day with the cup, Don, because listen, this team looks pretty good right now. I know it's early in the season. We don't want to get overly enthusiastic, but we've got Utica tonight. This is a team that they pretty much handled in Utica just a couple of weeks ago. I mean, let's get a little preview of what's going on with this Rochester Amherst team. They're looking good.
Yeah, they just continue to look better, a little better each game. I'm a little worried over the last couple of games because of giveaways late in the game, and necessitated the game before last to come from behind, win in overtime. And last game, in the Amherst ended up losing in the overtime because they gave up a late goal. So that's a little concerning. But overall, outplaying, outmanning, outpossessing the puck of the opposition all over the place. And I think we saw a little bit of the same of it last night for those that watched the Sabres. And it really is an organizational thing. And I think it's very exciting for the organization from top to bottom, seem to be playing the same way, the same intensity level, the same work ethic, and the same increased or much better confidence level than what we've seen in the past. So things are looking very good right now, I think, overall.
Don Stevens, I have the call tonight, 7:05, the Amherst taking on Utica. We had Brayton Wilson on with us yesterday, Don, and going back to that loss at Belleville, he said penalties were a problem. Is that a problem for this team? Are they taking too many dumb penalties, in your opinion?
Well, the penalties are a problem when you're penalty killing unit isn't doing so good, and right now that hasn't been working all that great. So, yeah, it really has hurt the team right now. Whereas they lead the American Hockey League on the power play, first overall in the league, they're 30th out of 31 teams in penalty kill. So, yeah, in that kind of a situation, you really don't want to take penalties.
Voice of the Amherst, Don Stevens, joining us in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia, live from Dorsal Nissan on West Henrietta Road in advance of this weekend's action at Blue Cross Arena. Of course, Utica tonight, and then Laval on Saturday night. We haven't seen Laval yet this year. Don, what do we know about the Laval Rocket?
Laval. Got to be a Canadian accent, yeah. Laval.
I thought it would be more of a Canadian accent if you went with the softer A, and the harder A would be more of a Rochester thing, Laval.
No, the Canadians are much harder as far as their language are concerned. Like, instead of garage, it's garage, you know, things like that. So, yeah, Laval is the way they say it. But anyway, neither here nor there. They're the same team no matter how you pronounce it. And they're coming in. Of course, that's Montreal's farm team, and so they've got a lot of speed. And like the Canadiens did have last night, I think. I don't know what to say about them because, like you said, we haven't seen them yet, other than that there is no lay-down team in the league at all, period. So it's going to be a battle of whoever's here.
But
that's
good,
the big
though,
thing,
yeah.
Of course. Yeah. The important thing for tomorrow night, though, is suites and the suites. Kids can $10 tickets for kids, and they can get in and go to the suite level and trick-or-treat during the intermission.
Are you handing out Milky Ways, Butterfingers? Don, what are you going to be handing out tomorrow night for sweets in the suites?
I'm not sure what the choice of the day is, but it's probably a mixture. probably a potpourri of different candies, I'm sure.
Awesome.
Don, I think the best thing that's happening for the Amherst is that the fact that the Sabres might be turning around things. I mean, there's no reason right now, from what I see, for Buffalo. They're healthy. They're winning a few games. They're playing some good hockey. It seems like that might be the thing that can help the Amherst the most here.
Yeah, well, and again, it comes back to what I've talked about the last several years, and that is you've got to build depth in the organization. And that's what Jason Bottrell, Randy Sexton, and the rest of the Sabres hockey department has done. They started building from the ground floor up, and they've built a much stronger foundation, which makes it better here. We've got excellent players that are AHL-capable playing in Cincinnati. There's a lot of NHL-capable players that are playing here in Rochester. And so, like we always talked about before, a house is only as good as its foundation, and that's exactly what the organization is doing right now, building a much better, much stronger foundation, and it's working from the ground up. We made the playoffs here last year, so now that's kind of carrying over to Buffalo and their improvement. So again, I come back to, I just think it's getting so much better from a whole organizational standpoint.
Don Stevens, voice of the Amherst, joining us in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, busy weekend at Blue Cross Arena. Utica tonight, Laval tomorrow night at 7:05.
Hey,
Suites in the Suites
go.
Night. Thanks, Don. Appreciate that. And what else we got going on this weekend? What else we got to hit up?
That's the most important things. And then the Amherst are at home next Friday against Hershey. It's the Bears' only trip into the Blue Cross Arena this year. Will be next Friday, a week from tonight.
So, in conclusion there, Don, if you, the Calder Cup, you do have a day with the Calder Cup, you're going to stop by the studios, right? You're going to, like, invite, or if you're going to have a cookout or something, you'll invite Danger and I over. I mean, yeah,
I might have to open it up for bids. Do you want to put in a bid yet, or you want to wait for a while, or what?
I say let's get to the playoffs first,
yeah,
and then we'll start talking about it.
Yeah. There you go.
Don, great talking to you, as always. Looking forward to the call tonight, just after 7 o'clock on ESPN Rochester. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, thanks, you guys, too.
Got Don Stevens, voice of the Amherst.